They tried to make us believe that you had to have a box full of supplements, doesn't matter the quality.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone. We got lots of products to go through. We started out with one product, our Complete Truth Protein. It was our very first product. We're still selling it. This is for baking. So when I initially started messing around, I guess maybe to backtrack, I was in the athletic world and I don't know why. I think it was their limited knowledge, but they tried to make us believe that you had to have big stacks of protein, like big amounts of like meat protein. You had to have a whole tackle box full of supplements. Doesn't matter the quality. And that was a tough one for me. So I was almost 220 pounds right now. So I usually walk around at around, to give you a context, I walk around at probably 190, and I did a little experiment with myself to see if I could gain weight on our MAP program. So our MAP program is mostly for weight loss, but I flipped it upside down and did the different calories and different weight, see if I could gain, and I gained 15 pounds of muscle. So now I'm 205. So even at this weight, I feel like I'm much bigger than I usually am, like walking around weight. It's hard, like 15 more pounds than I am now, like as an athlete. I was like a mini bodybuilder, but that's what they told us, right? Like, oh, the more muscle you have, the better athlete you're going to be, which is complete nonsense. And now, that was a number of years ago. Now things have changed. You see different people, like thinner MMA fighters with less muscle mass, thinner baseball players with less muscle mass, and doing, like, I'm thinking about, and it doesn't matter. I was thinking of Mookie Betts, but I don't think our audience is a big baseball fan. And so that was false. But what I did at that time was break down the ingredients, because I was like this huge, giant person. I didn't sleep well. I was irritable. I was nasally. I didn't feel like strong and healthy. I felt like very weak, and sounds odd, but I felt like I just didn't feel like internally strong. And now, like at where I am now, a number of years later, I feel so much more healthier, like from the inside out. At any rate, what I did is I started to break down the ingredients in the supplements that they sold. And then I started to read the ingredients and research. And I couldn't, like, why is this in there? Why would that ingredient be in there? So then I started to make my own supplements clean. So I went to like a clean protein or a straight pea protein, which tasted horrible. Or I went to a straight egg white powder protein. And I was trying to find the cleanest ingredients without all the nonsense in there. This was while I was playing. I was traveling through college into the professional level, trying to figure out the best way to supplement my body properly. And I started to break down the ingredients, and I was creating my own supplements. Picture me in my dorm room creating my own supplements along with as I traveled. I traveled the world, and I was looking at, went to health food stores, and I found the cleanest ingredients so I could put my own concoctions together. So fast forward into a more professional setting, as my clients and customers were like, what protein supplement should I use? And I'm like, don't use protein supplements, they're garbage. Because I didn't think they would do all the things that I was doing. And they're like, no. So I would see like, oh, what about this one? And they're showing me pictures of these horrible toxic protein powders. And so I was like, well, what can I do to help answer that for them? So I started to do a bunch of research, and I started to design my own protein supplement, and it ended up being Complete Truth Protein. I'll tell you why. So there's two simple ingredients in here. There is quinoa and hemp seed. Now this is processed into a powder, so you can bake with it. You can throw it in smoothies or shakes. And the thing here is that both of these are complete proteins. This is a meal replacement. So when I was working with my clients, I realized most people weren't getting the calories they needed. They weren't getting the calories for improved digestion, for increased energy, to build muscle. And that's why I came up with a meal replacement. Now, since then, we've introduced our vanilla protein, which is at my box full of my supplements. So this is our vanilla protein. This is very different. So not all protein powders are created equally. Most are very toxic. And that's the industry. That's the world we live in. So when it comes to protein supplements in particular, you're looking for a meal replacement, or you're looking for a protein isolate. So since we brought out our vanilla, which was a few years ago, we've converted this one, or changed this one, to more of a baking option. Gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, GMO-free. This has two ingredients. So when I used to go to health food stores, I would call them. We were in 26 health food stores across Canada before I realized that was a terrible model for a small business that doesn't have a budget. For a number of reasons, I can explain another time, but I would call them. I'd say, we've got a protein powder. And they're like, what kind? I was like, oh, it's a mixture between quinoa and hemp seeds. And they're like, oh, that's food. So they send me to the food department. And I explain, I say, hey, I got a protein powder. And they're like, that's a supplement department. So it's very confusing for them. They didn't know how to market it. So we took it off the shelves for a number of reasons. And we started to sell it directly to our customers. And so this one is a really nice gluten-free flour. We have tons of recipes on trueformlife.com if that's health. So that's our CTP, Complete Truth Protein. Again, this is better for baking as opposed to a smoothie or shake. So let me get into the next one here. Okay, vanilla granola protein. So again, when we were looking at, we design our own product. This is Dorothy. I'm very proud of that. I tell everyone, that's my wife on the container. That's Dorothy. She's like, nah, I don't know if I want that. I was like, let's do it. So 25 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, 2 grams of carbs. Okay. All of our ingredients in this one are fermented, organic, and or sprouted. Okay. That's important because if it's organic, cleaner ingredient, sprouted, more nutritional value. So the thing is that a lot of people don't know what a good quality supplement tastes like, especially when it comes to a protein powder. They have tried the cheapest protein supplement from pharmacy, from Costco, from the grocery store, the discount rack. Like, you're not going to a specific place to get quality protein. You're just grabbing whatever was recommended, or the doctor says you need more protein in your diet, so you go and grab any. So in most cases, those are chemical based. They have a chalky chemical aftertaste. They give you digestion issues. So from both ends of the spectrum, diarrhea or constipation. So everyone thinks that all the proteins are the same. And I'm like, they're not. They're completely different. And as I go through these products, I'll be saying that often, is that like, not all magnesiums are created differently. Not all proteins are created the same, is what I meant. So make sure you know what you are dealing with when you're going to define something. Like, it's really a tough generalization. That's when people come to us and they're like, oh, you guys are in a fitness? Tried a fitness program before. And I'm like, it didn't work for me. And I'm like, there is literally thousands of fitness programs. Why would you say none of them work? It's crazy. It's just a very limiting mindset. So when it comes to a protein supplement, we have so many people, I can't tell you, because they've never been introduced to a quality one, right? They say, I finally have one that tastes good. There's no chalky aftertaste, doesn't give me digestion issues. And I'm like, yes, that's what we've created it for. So very different than conventional types of protein product supplements. Sorry, I feel like I'm a bit distant with my words. I just have a lot of products to get through. Let's go with body butter. This is one of my favorite products. And I'll tell you why. It's because in Alberta, the water is hard and the climate is dry. So that equals very dry skin. And for me, like, it's so hard to go to anywhere and find a clean lotion or moisturizer. There's so many toxins. There's so much nonsense in there. So I was like, how can we make our own? And of course, we are magnesium enthusiasts. So I was like, magnesium and moisturizer. I don't want to say lotion or cream. I don't know what the better term for it is. But at any rate, so we have very simple ingredients in here. So all this is shea butter, magnesium chloride, which is the magnesium we use for our topical products. And we have coconut oil and beeswax. That's it. Oh, beeswax. You like that, Ed? Ed helps me out with, I ask Ed like 4 million questions about bees because I know nothing about. So we got beeswax in here. Then we use a food grade essential oil. So here's the thing, is like, after I use a lot of magnesium, and it was a couple years ago, I had to do some blood tests for nothing, just because I wanted to know. And I said, can I get my magnesium levels tested too? So I got them tested, and most people measure low. And my magnesium levels were average. Like, they're where they're supposed to be, maybe like slightly above, but I use magnesium every day, all day long. So that's why, so a lot of times people are like, how much should I take? Should I take too much? What's going to happen? And I'm like, I don't think you could take magnesium more than I do. You know, like, I have a magnesium bath flake, a bath with our little guy almost every night. I take liquid magnesium every morning. I take Magton, which I'll explain here in a minute, every afternoon. I put this on every day after a shower, after a bath. And then I put, it sounds like an overhaul. I know you don't have to do this. I'm just telling you what I do. And then I do, I feel great though. I don't have any aches and pains. I have none of that. If something comes up, I use magnesium gel instead of spray. So I'll get to those in a moment. But at any rate, this is a really nice moisturizer. This is great for kids, restless legs, growing pains. I would use this as an entry level for kids, to be honest with you, because it's not very concentrated. There's not a ton of magnesium, but enough to make a difference, beneficial difference. And then we need to have a topical form and an ingestible form of magnesium because of the different processes in our body and how our body absorbs magnesium. So if you're just taking an oral, and then that's a tough one with pills in particular. And then most people take magnesium with a calcium, which is a giant mistake, which we just don't know about because of lack of education. And with natural supplements, there's not like a lot of education, right? There's no commercials. Your doctor's not like, hey, go get a magnesium cream. He's like, here's a pill. Okay, the next one is magnesium bath, like magnesium chloride. This is great for topical. So sore muscles, restless legs, this will help improve sleep. A great way to, like, we use magnesium chloride in our topical forms of magnesium. So that's what that one is specific for. You can look at glycinate, citrate, threonate, all different forms of magnesium for different purposes. So if you're just taking one magnesium, you don't know what it is or why you're taking it, you should rethink that, because there's a reason why you should be taking a different form. So bath flakes, me and my little guy, baby daddy time, we bath together pretty much every night, and we throw bath flakes in there. So he is introduced to magnesium in a gentler form early on. And then of course I get magnesium benefits and we get clean. And we get to spend some fun time together. So this is magnesium bath flakes. So this is different, very different. So you could look at magnesium Epsom salts. So Epsom salt, widely available, right? Every pharmacy, many grocery stores have it now. That's magnesium sulfate. It's a cheap product, right? It's a cheap product for one, because they put like fragrances in there. Literally on the ingredients, it'll say fragrances, maltodextrin. Like, you're marinating your body in toxins if you use those types in the bath. So that's important to understand. Also, Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. It's at the very bottom of the absorbability scale. Magnesium chloride is at the top. So that's the difference. And sometimes people they're like, oh, I've got Epsom salt, I'll just use that. And I'm like, great. Two different products, magnesium sulfate and magnesium chloride. They're very different. They absorb different. They show different benefits. They have a different price point, usually different packaging. Two different products, just because they have a similar use in the bath or in the foot, like in a foot soak, you'll see different results from them. And that's a good one, because sometimes, like, I just sent some bath flakes to a friend in Toronto, and he's like, hey, I don't have a bath, can't use these. And I was like, when we were in LA, we didn't have a bath either. You have a foot soak. So I grabbed a large bowl and I put my feet in the, while I was sitting there working, and I would f- do a foot soak. Why not? Right? So, there's always ways, right? And then if you're like, oh, I'm taking a magnesium pill, not enough. You need to take topical form of magnesium and an ingestible form. So you need both. So remember that magnesium used to come from soil. I don't know, some, don't quote me on this, but some large number of the Earth's crust, maybe 75%, is magnesium. Magnesium is widely, incredibly abundant, but there needs to be some processing for it to come to like ingestible form or topical form. So magnesium used to be in soil. Then that magnesium from the soil went up into the food. And then from the food, we would consume magnesium and our bodies would have enough magnesium as much as it would need. Now, magnesium has over 300 enzymatic functions in the body. And now with soil depletion or soil erosion, or however you want to say that, we don't have the nutrients in the soil we used to. So now there's nothing, lack of nutrients coming up into the food from the soil. So we're not getting in the food, which is why we need to supplement. Now, I took a big step back from supplements. I got tired of supplements, cheap supplements, low quality supplements, harmful supplements. So I went through a few years of no supplements at all, just food, which was really nice for me because it was a deep dive into different herbs, different spices, the four macros, how to create meal plans, etc. Then I slowly got back into more natural supplements from my deep dive into actual food. And that's kind of where we kind of circled around from. I started off with conventional low quality supplements that created harm on my body, which is why I'm so passionate about this. And why when I see people go to the dollar store or go to Costco and they get a really low quality supplement, I'm like, no, that's going to cause issues like it did for me. So once you start to put better quality ingredients, better quality foods, better quality supplements into your body, you'll see a clear difference. So for us, like if you look at our MAP program, for example, it's our metabolism accelerator program. You don't have to, I tell everyone this, you don't have to use our supplements in the program, but we see a clear difference from those that use supplements and those that don't. So for example, if you have any digestion issues or chronic pain, everyone knows what it's like to have digestion issues, right? It's like your whole world is upside down. And Dorothy and I both went through digestive issues, which is why that's something we specialize in. And we can teach people how we healed ourselves and how we can help you. And it's a different process for everyone, right? And takes a longer time for some people, shorter time for other people, but you got to put in the effort. You got to keep trying and guessing and testing and figuring out different things. But it's the same thing if you have someone that is like chronic pain. If you're always in pain, you're not going to be able to put the effort into your workout to see the results that workouts have to offer. So we have something like magnesium bath flakes, or we have our liquid magnesium that's going to help heal your body, and that's going to help you give more energy. Same thing with spirulina. It's going to give you more energy to fuel your workouts. You're getting more out of your workout. So we know. It's not like I'm not really sure. We've been doing this for long enough to figure out that those people that are on our supplements compared to those that are not see a clear difference in results. So that's how you guys work through what you're trying to figure out. Like a lot of people say, I'm not sure if your liquid magnesium is working. And I'm like, stop taking it. It's a simple solution. And I can tell you about 98% of people write me back and they're like, you were right. I didn't realize how better it made me feel until I went off it. And that's how confident I am in our product. You have those other like sleazy types of companies that are like, oh, no, keep taking it. Like, we don't want you to take something that's not working. That's A. And number two, it's a waste of money for you. And it doesn't help us out if you have someone that's buying your stuff and not going to use it because they don't think it works. And that comes back to consistency. But let me get back on track with our products. Let's go with, this is oil pulling, but I think I should do MCT oil first. We have our C8 MCT oil, which is caprylic acid. Why that's important is because it processes differently in your body than other oils. We call it brain fuel because it can break the blood-brain barrier. It can offer cognitive function, improve memory. When you look at fats in general, fats, like good fats help burn bad fats. We were working with one individual and we talked about the macro fats and the importance of it. And she started to add fats to her diet. In a couple weeks, she lost 10 pounds. And she said, that's how powerful this is. And I'm not like pitching anything. Like, you figure out the fats on your own. But the thing is, that's why we believe in the four macros. And usually someone is lacking, like we have a fear of like carbs, can't eat carbs, or have a fear of fats or fruits, for example, can't eat any fruits, too much sugar in them, right? So she watched our show about the macronutrient fats, healthy fats, why you need fats in your body. She starts to understand fats on a different level. She added fats to her diet. In a couple of weeks, she lost 10 pounds. But that's the power of knowledge and understanding of what different macros and what different supplements do. So if you look at a fat in particular, a lot of people probably aren't getting the fats they need because they're afraid of them, or they're not getting the quality, or they're not getting the quality in fats that they need. And that's what we do. We balance macros for our clients, and we balance we put them in a calorie count, which is not restrictive. Most people eat more food than they think they should. We actually had one of our new clients jump on board in our MAP program, and she said, I thought I was doing good with food. And then she said, then I looked at one of your meal plans and I was like, oh, maybe I could use some work around here. And that's the thing, like, you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of times people, like I could tell you 80% of people I talk to are like, food's good. Can you help me with exercise? And I'm like, yes, I can help you with exercise, but do you want to look at your food so we can offer some suggestions? And if they're open-minded, we look at their food and there's a lot of things that we can help clean up because we've been doing this professionally as a business for 12 years, but I've been doing this for over 20 years on a personal level. So caprylic acid is a carbon from MCT oil. So coconut oil, right? So coconut oil, you get carbons from them, and there's four of them. So C6, 8, 10, and 12. 6 like tastes horrible. I don't even know if they produce it. It doesn't offer the same benefits. 8 is caprylic acid, which I'm talking about now. So what you have, it costs more because there's more health benefits. So what you have when you look at Costco or you look at the pharmacy is you have these different carbons that are kind of cut in there to make it a lower cost. So you have a C10 and C12. So some MCT oils have zero C8. It's just 10 and 12. Some have C8 with C10 in there because they want to say there's caprylic acid in there, right? That's what you're looking for when you want an MCT oil. It's caprylic acid. This is liquid, like at room temperature. temperature, it's liquid, right? So if you put it in the fridge, it will solidify, but then it will melt. I haven't read any research that damages it very much. If you heat this at high temperatures, that will damage it. So fast forward to, so that's MCT oil. So if you want to burn body fat, that will help with your ligaments and joints. That will help with brain function. So that's why you consume MCT oil instead of a low quality rancid seed oil that's going to cause inflammation and it's going to cause chronic pain. And it's my belief that if it's not refined sugar, it's rancid oils. Also from packaged foods, not just what you're putting on your salads or what you're cooking with, but it's either refined sugar or rancid oils that's causing your digestion issues, ligaments, joints. And it's a big process, right? You could have someone that's like, oh, I don't notice anything. I've been having canola oil for years. What's the problem? And then they're like, oh, I had knee surgery and hip surgery. I'm like, what have you been doing for the last 30 years? Or someone like has like a ligament damage, like Achilles is an injury that a lot of athletes go through, but you got to look at their diet and also their athletic performance, but look at their diet. What have they been putting in their body for the last how many years, right? It's not like natural supplements are like food. You can't just put it in your body and it's like, bam, I'm going to feel negative health effects. It's usually years of lack of education or lack of knowledge, which equals low quality food or supplement choices, which equals whatever health issues that you're dealing with now. And then we want it to be fixed, right? You go to your doctor and you're like, hey, I've been living a horrible lifestyle for 30 years. Can you fix it? Then now everyone wants the Ozempic. Like now there's like this huge like Ozempic or Sharon. And I haven't done a ton of research on it. I will, you know, I should, but it's like one of those pills, potions, powder things that like, why are you pushing a pill? That's a band-aid. It's not going to help you. It's not going to fix you. Once you lose all that weight, then you're going to stop taking the pill. Then you're going to start gaining all your weight back. And then what's going to happen? You're going to go back to the doctor and ask for the pill again. It's like, it's bonkers. Like it's our whole mindset that needs to be shifted. Like our mindset that equals the actions that equals the results or lack of results that we want in life. And a pill is not going to do it. I guarantee that. So what we've done, I did this kind of, it says nasty. What I've done is, this was kind of a personal. We create products that were like more of our audience is looking for. This one was more for me. Little, dirty little secret. I played baseball for a long time. I lived and breathed baseball. I don't know if you guys know what pine tar is. I had pine tar. I had eye black. I lived and breathed the game for most of my life. Traveled all over the world. I made it to the professional level. Slept on buses, on the floors of buses, crammed into hotel rooms. I could tell you 20 years of stories behind it. I also chewed tobacco. So what that did is that not only gave me digestive issues that I cleaned up afterwards, that also gave me sensitive teeth and it stained my teeth. So for me, I was looking at natural ways to help heal or fix that damage that I did to my body and my oral health for years. And this was one of the best ways I found. This was at the top of the list of every recommendation when it comes to oral health. You know, what's interesting is I feel that your oral health represents your internal body's health. Now, and that's from tooth decay to bad breath to gingivitis or gum disease. I feel like that really represents what's happening internally. So at any rate, we designed this specifically. So this is C8. This is caprylic acid. So most times you have like a sesame oil, a rancid oil, or a hard coconut oil that you have to put in your mouth and dissolve. Those ones you can't even spit down the drain because once you put hard water or cold water down there, it'll harden and you get drain issues. So that's a problem. But we wanted the best quality oil because some of it you swallow, right? Then we put tea tree oil in here, which is antifungal, antibacterial. Actually has a really nice taste. And then we put activated charcoal in here. So activated charcoal to draw the toxins from your teeth, gums, tongue, etc. So it's like a mouthwash. I mouthwash with this every day. I do it for about 5 to 10 minutes. If you're going to do that for once a week or once a month, you probably need to do it for about 20 minutes to get any benefits out of it. And I tell you, you get about the 12 to 15 minute mark and you're like, jaws get a bit tired. So at any rate, this isn't one of our best sellers. This was more for me. We do have some clients that love it. I feel like it's the lack of education. We don't talk about it too much. And to be honest with you, like we got into toothbrushes and floss and the whole oral health thing. I don't know if we missed the mark with our audience in particular, but it doesn't seem like that's a super interesting topic for a lot of people. Whether it's our product or someone else's, I highly recommend oil pulling. So for me, no more sensitive teeth. Most of the stains naturally are gone on my teeth. Most of you guys can see me. Some of you might be listening on as a podcast, but I don't have like Tiger Woods teeth. You need sunglasses. Nothing wrong with that. But like natural, like I'll never go and get natural teeth whitener. I don't want any of those toxins going in my mouth, which will then go into your body force. But no more sensitive teeth. I go to the dentist on a regular basis for checkups. He's always incredibly impressed. I don't have any cavities, none of that. No more sensitive teeth. And then as far as I know, I don't have bad breath. But I suppose morning breath is a thing, right? So at any rate, I feel like this is a great product if that's something you're looking for to help improve your oral health. The Ayurvedic, I didn't even mention this, the Ayurvedic lifestyle, I wouldn't call it medicine, but they believe that you can pull toxins out internally from your body through oil pulling, and then you spit it out, right? So at any rate, moving on. Greens are one of our best sellers. They go absolutely bonkers. We just started ordering bigger quantities, like really big quantities, because we couldn't keep them in stock. So chlorella is great for detoxing your body. It's also great for your immune system. So many people are dealing with immune system issues right now. Don't know why. It's not like crazy cold outside. I feel like with the growing knowledge and people should be taking care of their bodies better, but I talk to people every day that are like, my immune system is compromised. So chlorella, take it regularly. We take this every day. We take 5 tabs in the morning. I don't want to confuse you. We take this twice a day. For our customers, I recommend taking once a day around dinner time. So 5 tabs is what I recommend. 40 vitamins and minerals. This, including spirulina, is our multivitamin. Most multivitamins are junk. They have horrible toxins in them, coloring, flavoring, sucralose. They also have very small amounts of the vitamin you need. So it's not high enough to make a difference in your body. So I feel like multivitamins is one of the biggest myths out there when it comes to supplements. And then we have spirulina. So spirulina has jam-packed with protein, 40 vitamins and minerals. Both of these are one single ingredient. If you're not going to buy ours, that's fine. But when it comes to chlorella, you need cracked cell wall. They do that with sound. Super interesting. But both of our products are organic. Again, spirulina is great for protein. We actually recommend this one first thing in the morning, give you a boost of energy. And also, it'll help fuel your workout as well. So if you're not, most of us aren't getting the amount of greens we need. We have a highly plant-based diet and we also take greens. We have three different sizes, small, medium, and large. So I would definitely recommend taking your greens on a regular basis. Yes, antioxidants, right? We have to fight free radicals. This is the macro. We talked about the oil as a macro. This is the antioxidants, the veggie macro category. Antioxidants fight free radicals. Free radicals, refined sugar, rancid oils, air pollution. Those are things we need to stay away from that damage our body at a cellular level. Most of us were like, oh, let's go grab some collagen. And I'm like, how about you eat some food, right? Collagen is great. It's a fantastic peptide. I'm actually getting more into a deeper level into peptides, and I'm started some experimentation on myself, which I'll share it at another time. But you look at food, like antioxidants can help restore elasticity in your skin, right? They will help improve digestion. They will give you more energy, but we're always looking for this magic pill that's going to change our life. And really, if you look at food, like this is food, one single ingredient each. That's it. It's compressed into a tab. There's not even a cap. It doesn't get any better than this when it comes to supplementation. Okay, so we have our Magtin. This is the only magnesium threonate that can break the blood-brain barrier. Great for cognitive function, mood, memory. If you have any health history of dementia, Alzheimer's, you need to be taking Magtin. We take this every afternoon for a boost of a mental boost. So this is a powder, it dissolves in water, it has zero taste, highly recommend it. This is Mag Gel. Any aches and pains, lower back, elbows, knees, ankles, you want Mag Gel? Forgot Mag Spray. we also have a Mag Spray. Both of these are magnesium chloride. Very simple ingredients, no toxic mess. With this is topical. So you rub it on your skin wherever you may need pain relief. And then our spray is a little bit different. So restless legs, growing pains, aches and pains, you either spray on top or you rub with the gel. Activated charcoal. This one's interesting. I have this one and one more product and then I'm done. Activated charcoal. So this is actually coconut derived. Most activated charcoal on the market, like 90% plus, is from wood derived. I feel like coconut's a better option. I don't know about you. This one here is so the benefits is great for detoxing. It's great for digestion. So for example, like if you are eating out at a restaurant, they could be using rancid oils. So it doesn't matter how clean the food is. We always use activated charcoal before going to a restaurant. If you're going to drink alcohol, this will help preserve your liver, help save your liver, right? Because this will help absorb the alcohol. So the activated charcoal is very porous. It will absorb whatever it is that shouldn't be there, and it will remove the toxin through bowel movement. This is a game changer. I'm telling you, any digestion issues in particular, any extra detoxing that you need, activated charcoal is your answer. We have so many people that write in and talk about how much they're enjoying our activated charcoal. We take two caps every night. That's what we recommend. That's what we do. It's the last thing we do before bed. Two caps, hit the bed. You put them next to your bed table. You don't take this with medication. This is probably the only one that would get in the way of medication, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to give you any advice for medication, but I know for sure your doctor would tell you, don't take activated charcoal with medication. I'll tell you this though, caveat to that, is that when I was going through my lower back pain, I was constipated. That's the first time in my life. And I didn't really didn't even know what that felt like before. And I was on all these meds because I was trying to figure out my back pain situation and I could hardly walk. I was a terrible mess. I got hit, rear-ended by a car. And oh my gosh, it's almost emotional thinking about that. I'm so glad. Like I go and pick up my son and I was scared to death that I wouldn't be able to pick him up because I was going through that when Dorothy was pregnant. Oh, so grateful that I could. And you know what? I'll just say, like, I was able to heal myself. And I feel like that's, I don't know why that's like hard for me to say, but I tried so many things, so many different modalities and nothing worked. So I started to design my own supplementation. I designed around lower back, my own healing process. I did an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening in pain throughout the day. And I just believed in myself. Like, I can do this. Cause I kept saying surgery is your only answer or medication for the rest of your life. And I was like, that's not me. I'm not doing that. So, at any rate, I took, when I was taking meds, I was so constipated. I took activated charcoal with the meds and, it helped with bowel movements. Now I'm not telling you that to do that. I'm telling you that that's what I decided to do because I wanted to take control of my own health. I got off the meds, got off the pain, and I have zero pain right now. Also, activated charcoal. This is a great deal. I'm just telling you, like, our goal, our mission with supplements is to provide education and fair prices with quality products that work. So that's why we're here. That's why I'm doing these videos for you live. So you can learn about products, so you can know how to take them, so you can know the benefits of them. And when we bring products to market, we want them to be a fair price. We never price our products higher than the highest because I don't know if that's fair. Like, those companies are looking for highest product margins. Like, you look at Vega protein, like their protein is way more than the next lower one because they were first to market and because they have the Vega brand name. That's it. Their product isn't that much better than anyone else's, unless you're looking at like Costco brand one. I'm not talking about those cheap apps. So at any rate, we have a guarantee that, so we could sell this product for twice the price. I think this is $40. We could charge this bottle for $80 and it would still be less than the highest. When I'm talking about capsules, we have 210 capsules and we have 200 milligrams per cap, which is more than what other companies offer. So at any rate, I'll also tell you that if you go and find a cheaper product that's coconut derived that has 200 milligrams per cap and they sell it for less than us, I'll beat that price by 10%. I don't have to do that because our quality is better, but I want to do that because that's how much I believe in our product and our pricing and in activated charcoal in particular. Okay, our last one is liquid magnesium. So we have three forms of magnesium in this one and a potassium. We have magnesium threonate, glycinate, and chloride, and a potassium. Potassium is help with muscles. And the other ones have different benefits, which I think I talked about already. This is liquid magnesium. So liquid magnesium reacts differently in your body. So that's why people come to us and they're like, oh, I've been taking magnesium for years now. And I'm like, well, if whenever you're ready, you can try ours. Seems great results. Sounds like you haven't seen results from yours. Right, because a lot of people take it just because their doctor tells them to take it, and their doctor doesn't know what brand to recommend, doesn't know where to go and find a good quality brand. Your doctor doesn't know the ingredients or the titanium dioxide or the maltodextrin that you should be staying away from. They just know magnesium is a good thing to recommend. So everyone should be taking magnesium. And I feel like there's a lot of different reasons why we may have headaches, which I'd be happy to talk with you, Ed. Don't worry, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. We mostly work with women anyways. But in most cases, like, there's a root cause, right? And then even good quality supplementation, we still have to figure out the root reason why these things are happening in our life, which is lifestyle. But everyone, like, over 300 enzymatic function in the body with magnesium. With most people come to us with magnesium is chronic pain, digestion, energy, and sleep. Those are the four reasons people come to us, and the four reasons why, the main reasons why our customers use liquid mag on a regular basis. Now, with over 300 enzymatic functions in the body, everybody feels something different. Like, Ed, like, you might feel, I started taking your magnesium, my headaches are gone, right? Someone that has that digestion issue, they start taking a quality magnesium, like, my digestion issues are much better. I have more energy. I'm starting to sleep better. So everyone feels something slightly different, and it's usually filling in at their weakest link or whatever they're struggling with the most. So when it comes to a liquid magnesium, it processes differently in your body. So when you take a pill, for example, you ingest it, you have to swallow it, your body has to break it down, it has to rehydrate it into a liquid form, and then it goes to the bloodstream. That's a pill process. And every time you go through one of those steps, you lose benefits, you lose magnesium. And on top of that, pills usually have some type of additives, fillers, etc., that our body shouldn't be consuming anyways. So that's why we went with liquid, glass bottle, better quality, no plastic leaching. On top of that, this goes straight to your bloodstream almost instantly because it's liquid. And that's why we see so many benefits from such a great return or comments from our customers, is because it's different. It's created differently. There's no toxins. There's no additives. This is a clean product. And that's it. So uses, you would start with a half a teaspoon. That would be for your first week. Every single day, I recommend taking this in the morning. Then you would increase to a full teaspoon every single day in the morning. And then everyone's a little bit different, right? I think it's really difficult. So for example, Ed, you just said your doctor says 500 milligrams. Great. But the thing is that everyone's different. So someone like, for me, for example, Dorothy takes more magnesium than I do because she runs. She runs every single morning at 5 a.m. like a maniac right here on this treadmill next to me. And so she's sweating out magnesium at a higher rate. She also has in her family history restless legs. Her dad can't sit still for 3 seconds. She's always kicking her legs. So she takes more magnesium than I do, even though I'm 50 pounds heavier than her. So it's really difficult when someone's like, well, how much should I take? I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about your lifestyle. And then the other thing is like someone just like a random recommendation. The recommended daily allowance is like, that doesn't mean anything. What means more is the quality of magnesium you're taking, what your lifestyle looks like, how consistent you are with supplementation, and then what benefits you're looking for from a magnesium supplement, right? So hopefully that's helped. If you're going to start with any one of our products, it depends on what you're looking for, right? Like sometimes people message me and they'll actually say, what product should I try of yours? And I'm like, how could I possibly answer that accurately? So then I ask them what are you dealing with, or what kind of benefit are you looking for? However, in most cases, the easiest answer for me is liquid magnesium. That's probably going to show you the most benefits in the shortest amount of time. I don't like to say this too often because then people have that expectation of like immediate results, but usually within a week, quite honestly, within 3 days, when people start taking magnesium, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how well that's helped. But sometimes for other people, it takes a longer amount of time. It might take 2 weeks. It might take 2 months, depending on your lifestyle, right? It's like detoxing. We do a detox every September and January. And sometimes we go through that brain fog, that sugar withdrawal. And they're like, how long is this going to last? And I'm like, it really depends on you and how your lifestyle was and how much sugar you were consuming. Because the more you had, the harder it's going to be for you to get through. So there's no supplement. You can't out-supplement a bad diet, right? You can't out-supplement a rough lifestyle. These supplements will help, but you need a holistic approach to improving your health. And you need to start making changes, like start getting active, start getting exercise. I want to tell you all the things you already know that you should be doing. But supplementation will help supplement that. It's not going to replace that. Like I think other companies would be like, don't eat your greens, just take our greens. Like, that's kind of nonsense, right? You should still eat vegetables, right? This will help. Like, we take this traveling on the road. When I go through hotel rooms, when we're traveling on airplanes, when we're gone for the day, we still take a shake or smoothie. We still take our bento box lunch, but we never miss our greens, especially when we're traveling, especially when we're going to friends or family, especially during the holidays, because you don't know what you're going to be served. But none of these are going to replace the lifestyle that you should be living. And that's what we are. We're a lifestyle company that teaches proper nutrition. We teach proper lifestyle, nutrition, exercise, a mindset. So at any rate, I don't want these to think that we're just a supplement company or that these supplements will take over or fix whatever issue you're dealing with completely. Have to make proper step-by-step lifestyle changes to improve your health as a whole. I hope that was helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate the conversation. Have a great day.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, challenge, whatever it may be, we'd love to have you join us. We're also on Instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is TrueFormLife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at TrueFormLife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.